All right, I'm here on 2nd Avenue in downtown Nashville with independent country artist Julia Capograssi. Yep. Did I pronounce it right?
Yep.
Okay, great. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So I grew up in Connecticut. I grew up loving just watching Britney Spears perform, and my mom raised me basically on Fleetwood Mac, which are two total different things, but basically just grew up loving music in general. Musical theater was my outlet growing up, just because that's what, you know, you do in school and all that good stuff. And then went to Indiana University for a year, knew that the sorority majoring in psychology thing wasn't for me, so I moved down here to Nashville with my parents' blessing, and now I'm here.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Alright, you have a new single out. You have a new single out that is a perfect summer song. Tell us a little bit about the song and how you came up with it.
Well, my new single, Bush Light Budget, is my new single, and it's it was basically just born because my friends and I were out at the grocery store, and we were looking at all these fancy bottles of champagne and all that stuff, and we just ended up getting Bush Light because that's what we could afford. And while some of my friends were complaining, it was kind of, I was like, well, why are we complaining? We're still having a dang good time. You know, we have each other, and that's really where the Bush Light Budget, the whole thing came about. Who needs champagne taste? We have a Bush Light Budget, and we're having fun and all the good stuff, so.
All right. Let's see. Have you been on a radio tour yet for this new single? And if so, how's the feedback been? If not, do you have plans for a radio tour?
Yes, we are planning a radio tour right now. So if anyone wants me to come to them, let me know, because we're still in the process of scheduling it all. So if you want me somewhere near you, let me know, because we're going to the radio stations, but we're also trying to find places to perform while we're in those locations. So yeah, just let me know on social media if you want me to come to your place.
You have to check out Kiss Country and WIRK in South Florida. They both host radio tours sometimes, and a lot of times they'll also set up local shows for that. So
awesome.
We'll see what we can do for you down there.
Awesome.
Okay. Let's see. Have you released an EP or album yet with a song on it, or is that in the works?
We're working on it right now. It's looking like we're going to just take it a little bit of it at a time, you know, see how this single does, and see if we want to do an EP or another single. But, I mean, as an artist, you're always coming up with new stuff. You're always writing. So I have a bunch of songs that I'm hoping to record sometime soon.
Okay. And what would you say are some of your... Hold on, I got a bus going by here. All right, what would you say are some of your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
Probably my strength is just my musical theater background, because I'm comfortable on stage, you know, in front of people. I was trained, you know, vocally and all that good stuff. Weakness? Maybe just the fact that I like to eat a lot. I don't know. I guess that's my biggest weakness, is that I have to work out. I have to take a lot of time out of my day to work out to make up for all the eating I do. So, yeah.
Okay. And what has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
A wow moment? That's a good question. I don't know. Probably just releasing my first single, What I'm Thinking, when I released that is when I really started getting a lot of followers and stuff, a lot of following. So that was kind of the moment that I was like, okay, this is it. We're doing this for good. You know, this is next single, let's go. Summer tour, let's go. Just all in or nothing. So that's probably it.
Okay, and see, outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
Well, I don't act, but I love movies. Like, I love, my family and I, we always go to see all the movies that are up for Oscars, Best Picture.
Okay.
And even though I'm like 2,000 miles away from them, we all like FaceTime and watch the Oscars together. It's just a tradition, so I love that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right, and now we got a bum coming into our interview here. All right, what is the number one item on your bucket list?
I think I'm trying to skydive. I know that's cliche, but I have to. I can't die without doing that.
Well, you're the second person this week to answer this question with that answer.
Yes, so. It's very cliche, but it's the ultimate. Just got to do it.
Okay. Every artist has a moment when they realize pursuing a career in music is something that they want to do. What made you decide to pursue music? Like, what was your moment?
It was basically, I think it was really when I was at school, because I didn't know what life was like without singing. I did musical theater, I did talent shows growing up. So it's probably those 2 months at school when I didn't have my outlet anymore. I was like, I can't live without it. My life has to be it. Even if I don't make it, I'm going to regret it my whole life if I don't try. That was the moment that I said, okay, I'm moving. I'm going to Nashville.
Awesome. Okay. And our last question, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make in the music business?
Probably... that a lot of people will say that, you know, you have to protect yourself in this town and all that good stuff, but there are people out there that really want the best for you. I think when I first moved here, everyone was like, oh, you know, be yourself, all that stuff, you know, your voice is fine, all that. But then, you know, I met people who have been in the business for a long time, and they tell you things. And just for an example, so y'all understand, is that my vocal coach is Judy Rodman, and she was a singer in the 80s. She won the ACM for Best New Female Vocalist. And, you know, she basically turned my voice from a Broadway voice into a country voice. And, you know, I let her do that. And if I didn't let her do that, I don't think I'd be where I am today. So listen to the people who have been in this business. Listen to people's advice. You don't have to take it all the time, but be open-minded about your career. Don't be, you know, I'm the best and that's it. No one can tell me what to do kind of thing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, definitely.
And we hope you enjoy the rest of CMA Fest, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.